This is Jonathan.
Hey, sorry about that. The call recording's time out at an hour, so we hit that hour marker and it hung up on us.
Bro.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck?
But what I was saying is like those guys are the guys that really are going to benefit from this because they're the future. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like,
you got a team behind you.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always the goal. I actually have two companies outside of this, and my mom passed in 2010. But my dad, he runs the tree service that we have, and we have a painting company too. But he's to the point where he's like, he should be retired, but he like wants to work. He's kind of like, if I don't work, then I'll probably just die. Like I got a body in motion, stays in motion kind of thing.
I hear him on that.
Yeah. So I just get him out there and he knows all the ins and outs of the business. So he does all the socializing and getting the invoices together and kind of oversees our workers. But we got a lot of guys that work with us that are young guys like that. And they're just like, some of them didn't even graduate high school or anything, you know, they just rough life, whatever the case may be, but we still got to make money and put food on the table for them, you know? So
that's exactly right. You know, exactly right, man. I mean, all the guys that work for me, that's what it is. I mean, they lived a lot of life, dude, and they have a lot of life.
That's why God blesses us, though, is because we're able to make a way.
Common sense, man. You know, like, common sense goes such a long way. I would rather have a guy with 10 years of common sense than a guy with 10 years of college all day.
Oh, all day, yeah. Book smarts is just pointless. Like, they don't teach you anything good in school. I remember when I was in school, I even told the professor, I was like, how much do you make a year? And he was like, oh, a little over 100K. And I was like, yeah, I don't need to be taking advice from you. And I got up and I left.
Yeah, bro. I mean, that's what I'm saying. He was lying to your ass about that 100K, too.
Yeah, he probably was. But I was like, you don't have the answers, man. I'm out of here.
No, man. In fact, I know how much you made. My mom was a fucking professor. She made $77,000 a year.
Yeah. See?
And she had a master's degree.
Yeah, and they get taxed like crazy. Yeah, it's all overhyped. And then, you know, they spend all these years, like, you get in debt. I was lucky enough to get a scholarship playing sports, but, you know, a lot of these guys, they're still paying off debt, and they're in their 30s already. You know what I mean? Like, they haven't been to college in 10 years.
Because they can't fucking do, dude. I mean, and my mom's great. She's awesome, all right? But, like, there's no way in hell that she could, you know, go out in the real world and do anything close to what I do every day, you know? Like, being a teacher was her option. That's what she was, messing with kids, because she can't deal with adults all day.
Yeah, my grandfather used to tell me that growing up. He says, you know what the first thing these guys do when they get rich? And I was like, what? And he's like, they go buy a house. And then he says, you know what I do? He's like, I build the house.
Yeah, that's exactly right, dude. Exactly,
so you learn how to build the house, and then they do all this stuff, jumping through all these loops just so they can come pay me money for the house.
Yeah, man. He's 100% right, dude. He's like my grandfather, man. Like my grandfather, the best thing he ever did for me, he looked at me before he died, and he told me, he said, the best thing you can do when you're in business for yourself, son, is under-promise and over-perform.
Yep.
Dude, so what do you think I do every time I'm at some... Dude, we have 45% repeat business a year.
That's why I gave it to you for less than half price, because I know that it's a lot easier to show you a good return on investment at $299 than $599. But even then, you know, the numbers that you see would be like, okay, you know, if you get $3,000 out of $300, you're not going to have any problem spending that $300 every month. You know what I mean? Kind of work you do, you know, in this call volume.
Dude, very, very easy, bro. It's very, I mean, let me tell you this, man. One job, so my average job, $6,000.
There you go. Yeah. One conversion. That's crazy. Don't tell me that, because then I'm gonna start calling you up going, hey, you didn't pay me more. We need to.
I know, man. I'll just give you some gift cards. You know what I'm saying?
I did that one time with one of my buddies. He was in the Ozarks, and he was a deck builder. So they do, like, those metal roofs over, like, the decks that they build, and they'll have them out on the patio, put the lights up, and it's real cool what he does. But they're like $25,000 a pop. I remember, the first month and a half he was signed up with us, I heard like six of them come through in his tracking system. Where it'd be like these old timers calling him up, like, yeah, we've been dreaming about this deck, you know, and they're like, it's like 40 foot by 20 foot, and he's like, he like quotes them like, $20,000, and they're like, okay, when can you start? I'm like, dude, you have like six sales like that in the last month and a half. You want to do the year for $3,600? He was like, okay. He was paying $500 a month. Yeah, and I was like, I heard those go through. He's like, you heard those calls, huh?
I was like, yeah, I know,
yeah,
you got somebody rolling in.
Yeah, that's right, dude. That's what I was trying to tell you, man. Like, if, you know, if we get out here and we make $1 million, bro, I'm going to cut you in on that shit. You know what I mean?
We could do, like, a prepay or something. It'll actually end up saving you money over the course of the year instead of having, like, a monthly bill, and then you just solicit the space for the rest of the year. It's one less thing I got to worry about.
Man, listen, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm fully expecting this Google, because, like, you got to think, we're already doing almost $1 million a year, man, and I don't even fucking advertise anything.
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, it's really not that crazy. Some people, they have this, like, mental block, and they think, oh, $1 million, and it's like, not really. If you have a $2,000 product, you sell it 500 times a year, you got a $6,000 product, you only got to sell that, like, 300 of them? Maybe it'd take you like a year and a half or two. If you got a crew of guys, you could do that in a year easily. You know what I mean?
Easily, bro. Easily, man. And, like, that's not all profit, but it's still, you know, that's income coming in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's like completing a job every 2 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I had to have a come to Jesus meeting with this lady today on the phone from Angie's List. Because she was asking me some stupid-ass questions. And I, long story short, I told her, I was like, listen, let me explain it to you. I was like, I'm not walking out my front door for less than $1,000 a day. I was like, so like, if I'm not making $1,000, I'm not even walking out that front door. Because it ain't worth my fucking time.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not going to
make
sense.
I make that much money. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, like, actually, I did the math. If you're doing $6,000 a job, it's only going to take you 166 jobs over the course of a year. So it's literally like less than a job every 2 days.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And
yeah,
like, literally,
if you have a crew of guys with you,
that's easy to knock out. John, between me and you, man, I will sell sometimes myself personally 5 to 6 awning jobs a day in busy season.
That's wild.
And those awning jobs, I sell them anywhere between. Now, granted, see, my contract with Sunsetter, so Sunsetter's the number one awning company in the world. They're actually the hardest company to become a franchise with ever. Like, and when I say that, I mean ever. You have to, like, the only reason I even am a Sunsetter authorized dealer is because the owners of LeafGuard were in business for 35 years, and I was their regional manager for over 5 years, and they actually gave me the territory for free. So, like, when I quit working for him, they told me I made him so much money that they wanted to get that. I was like his son.
I gotta negotiate with our CEO here. I need a pay raise.
Yeah, bro, you need to, man. You need to, dude. Like, seriously, man. The money you're making, dude, for the company, they ought to be paying you for it, you know? But,
yeah,
but
no,
he
I
did,
do.
Man.
I
like,
do, I do.
You know?
Yeah, I get taken care of. Yeah,
they hook you.
That's why I get in there and
up.
Try to make sure everybody's stuff is working and they keep coming back because I get residual from it.
Well, that's
exactly what
you should be getting, John, dude.
I mean,
you're well worth it. I can tell just by talking to you, you know?
Yeah. That's how you do it, though. You get so many of them reoccurring, and some of them, it's like you got them so set up and they're so far past being successful, or they're just like, yeah, we're good. And, you know, I talk to them like once a month, you know, like realistically.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are just like, yeah, we're working, it's good, everything's fine. And I'm like, all right, talk to you next month.
Yeah, man, that's the way we're going to be, bro, you know? Yeah. Like, you're going to probably call us, and I'm going to be like, yeah, man, we're out here installing. Thank you for the lead, dude. It's been excellent.
Yeah.
Bye.
Like, we're busy.
You know?
Yeah. Busy. Bye.
Yeah, you know, not that I mean to be like that. It's just like,
yeah.
You know, when you're out there with a drill in your hand, you're 30 feet up on a ladder.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I got something I got to do. Like, I'm in a crawl space right now. I'm on a roof right now. I'm in a tree right now. I'm like,
that's
all right,
me.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
That's me. I was like, I'm monkey hanging right now. Yeah, that's where I'm at, man. But this year I'll actually be taking a step back. So, pretty much, man, what I'll be doing this year for the most part, just because of the health situation, I'll be doing some light install work, but mostly I'll just be sitting out there and watching the guys do this.
Yeah. Answer the phone, close the deal, be the voice, and then let them do the labor, you know?
It's just that time, man. Yeah, my cousins and my brother, dude, they sat me down last week, man, and they gave me that come to Jesus meeting, and they said, John, you're fucking 34 years old this year, man. You know, we're all in our late 20s, and we're, you know, twice as strong as you are now. You know,
you be the brain. We'll be the brain.
Yeah, that's what they
said. Don't worry about
it. They were like, just let us do the heavy lifting, and then you just come and check our work after the job. And so, we
such a blessing to have them.
dude, the past 25 jobs we've done like that, man. And I'm not going to lie, every single customer was happier than when I did it.
So, yeah, that's a gold mine for you, you know, because my guys tell me, like, the only thing they ever have a problem with isn't getting the jobs once they're up there. It's finding the workers. They're like, I need good workers to keep up with the call volume, you know. And so then they have a problem. Like, maybe they get a guy who's like, oh, they sounded good, and then you get out there, and he's like, getting high on the job or whatever the heck.
We just don't have that problem, because when you work for me, I don't pay you by the hour. I'm paying you by the job.
Just get it done. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Every one of my installers makes anywhere, like, minimum, the lowest guy on the job makes $200 a day. The best guy on the job makes $1,000.
Nice.
And so, like, I'm not a greedy guy, dude. So, like, I spread the money out, you know. As long as I'm making about $175,000 a year, bro, I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
everybody
that's plenty.
Else can have their money. You know.
Yeah, it's plenty. Be comfortable. You got a roof over your head. You got beer in the fridge. You're good. You know. There's nothing more than that. The kids are okay. You know. That's it.
Everybody's taken care of, bro.
Yeah.
I'm
like that
want,
too.
You know,
that's why I'm like, I need more money. Then I'm like, if everybody has what they have, I'm like, you know, more money just creates more problems. I mean, I could get more, but the more that I get, the more headaches I get. Really, that's the reality.
That is the sole reality of it, bro. Like, the richer I've gotten, dude, the more fucking problems I've had.
That's how you get the money. People pay you to solve problems. So it's like, if I'm going to get more money, then that means I'm going to get more problems, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, the whole reason the guys targeted me in my house is because I bought the biggest fucking house in the neighborhood right off top of the mountain. You know? Like, what was my stupid white ass thinking, right?
Yeah, they're like, let's get this guy money bag.
Yeah, we're going to go in here and fucking take this little motherfucker's shit. We're going to fuck his white ass up. They just didn't know.
I'm glad that that didn't end the way it did. Yeah, that was just crazy.
Oh, man. Dude,
I keep hearing those stories, man.
Here,
I don't want to go to Birmingham.
Yeah, man, dude. Like, they got a hold of a grizzly bear, dude. I'll tell you one more, man. So when I was working for LeafGuard, I lived in an apartment in Fultondale when we first moved here. This is back in 2016 or 15. And I was at a gas station at about 10 o'clock at night. This black guy comes up to me and he takes a little tiny, have you ever seen like a little Western pocket pistol, those little 22s that are double shot?
I hate
and
those little things.
Listen, man, he took it and he put it right up next to my belly, all right? And I instinctively reached down and stuck my hand on the gun, and he pulled the trigger, and the damn hammer came back and hit my thumb, and I took that gun from him, and I shot that son of a bitch with that fucking 22 right there in that parking lot twice, right in his damn leg. You ain't never heard a nigger, dude, fucking scream like that. I lit his ass up with that 22, but he was going to shoot me in the belly over fucking $20 that I had in my wallet at 9 o'clock at night. No, man, I'm dead serious, dude. I've been in Birmingham for 2 weeks. But, like, if I just wasn't me, man, like, I've been in a lot of bad situations. So when he stuck that gun on me, the first instinct I had was to go for the hammer. Because I know if he pulled that trigger, I grabbed that hammer, it ain't going to fire. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I reached down and I just happened to...
Those bullets are such a pain in the butt to, like, get out.
Oh,
like,
bro, I've never seen nobody hurt like that, dude. That 22
bullet.
Because
they get inside and they, like, rattle around. They don't just, like...
Dude, hit him up, bro.
Yeah,
man. I'm telling you.
They, like, bounce around inside of you. Like, they'll slice up your internal organs with those. I think it might almost be worse. Yeah, I mean, you get hit in the abdomen with a 22. I'd rather have a 9mm shoot me in the arm or something. Or in the leg.
Oh, man, I'd rather be shot with a 9mm, dude.
Because
it's going to go straight through me.
Yeah, it either goes through or it just plants in there. You know, the freaking 22 bounces around in there. I don't know if you ever seen the ballistics of those. They have, like, the ballistic dummies where they shoot them with the 22. And it'll hit, like, the liver, the kidney. It'll bounce up, hit the lung, all with one little bullet.
22 is the most deadly round in the world.
I don't understand it, though, you know? It's like a little silent...
I remember I used to go
plinking when I was, like, 8 years old. We'd be shooting those, like, hitting little metal targets with it. Yeah, no recoil, you know? But that thing will mess somebody up.
I will, dude.
Hit rabbits with them.
Not me, man. But, like, I've been through a couple of situations like that here in Birmingham, man. A couple of years later, I was doing the same thing. I was at a Wells Fargo, and I was cashing a check on a Friday. Black guy come up behind me, stuck the gun up right up behind me, man. I was pulling out $500. I reached around, grabbed the pistol, headbutted him. He dropped the gun. I threw it, jumped into my truck, and his buddy was in a Cadillac behind me. And I'm at the Wells Fargo, and this is all on video, man. I hit that Cadillac with my Dodge Ram Longhorn, and I backed up in him so hard into the retaining wall that I just flipped the whole car over it. And I just drove off.
I would have dropped that $500 so fast, I ain't gonna lie. I don't wanna hear it.
No, man, you ain't gonna take nothing from me, dude. Like, I'm like, hey, you're fucking ass. I ain't even trying to get shot over.
I would just be like, here, man.
Man, if they don't stop there, John. If he thinks he can get $500 from me, he's gonna sit there and they clear my whole count out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I'm not trying to tie you up
or follow you or something.
Yeah, man, I know. Or what if I give it to him and then he shoots me anyways?
Yeah.
You see where I'm coming from?
Like, yeah, sometimes you just gotta fight.
I'm always gonna fight, bro. I'll always fight
if there's no gun involved. I don't care if he's 300 pounds. There's a gun involved. I'm like, oh man, that's another.
It takes a lot more to pull a trigger on it. I'm telling you, very rarely do you die from a gunshot wound from a pistol, man. Like, most people survive that. I think only 15% of people actually die from a gunshot wound from a pistol.
Yeah, but you get like some buckshot in a 12 gauge.
I mean, if I lift you up with my buckshot, dude, like from, you know, 50 feet away or something, maybe, dude.
Pull
but,
you
like,
back, throw
you know,
some
human
salt
beings,
on it.
You gotta think, man. We only got, so, like, unless I'm hitting you in the liver, the kidney, or the heart, you're gonna live.
Yeah, for the most part. Even the lungs, though. You can
even the lungs, though,
lung.
You could collapse.
Yeah.
You can collapse one lung and still, hell, you can collapse one and a half lungs and still make it.
Yeah, that's crazy,
you know,
to think about. That's true.
It is crazy to think about, bro. Like, I've been in situations, man. Like, one time I was down someplace I shouldn't have been, and I saw a guy get shot in a gas station parking lot, and he got shot 10 times with a 9mm, and he got up and got back in his car and drove his ass away.
Tony, you know, Anthony Wheeler. I'm telling you, look at that. I sent you the article. I accidentally sent it to your brother, too. But, man, he got shot like 6 times, and he's fine. He's like, I got a little bit of nerve damage in my leg. But he got hit six times, like his finger, like all kinds of different stuff. And his tree company is doing amazing. Like, he's doing really well. He's got a few guys that work for him now too, and then they're sending him like disability. So he's making some good cheese. But man, he lit one of the guys up too. Like one of them passed away. So he was like, oh, I felt kind of bad, but at the same time, like, it was just a basic traffic stop. But the car like came back, was a little funny. He said like the whole article kind of lays it out, the whole storyline behind it. But these guys were like hardened criminals. They had been running amok out in Birmingham for a while, and then they just let loose on him. He just happened to be by himself when he pulled him over. There's like three of them, you know. It's a bad situation.
Oh yeah, dude. I know all about that bad situation shit, man. I mean, it's a gang activity around here, man. You know?
Yeah.
It gets the problem, the reason these gang guys, they'll open fire on you like that is because if they go back to their gang and they, you know, have been arrested and they get out, the gang are going to kill them because they automatically assume they're narging on them.
They're snitching.
People don't do time anymore, John. I mean, they go in there and they rat out everybody else. It's not like it used to be, bro. Like, you can't do outlaw shit like my grandfathers and shit used to do, man. Like, both of my grandfathers were heavy time moonshiners. Like, when I say heavy, like, you know, I don't know if you know George Wallace was. He was the governor.
I used to watch a show called The Moonshiners, and they were out in Alabama.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, if my property's got about 5 old distilleries on it, still the same. And it's all rusted out and fall over and got vines and shit all over them. But they were true outlaws, you know. But when they got arrested, they would go to jail, do their 3 months or whatever, and then get out, and that's just the way it was, you know. But in today's world, that's not the way people do things, man. You can't, I mean, and that's why you see so much gang violence, why you see so much, you know, killings. And also, too, about 3 weeks ago, El Chapo's oldest son overdosed on fentanyl over in Mexico. and the Sinaloa cartel had put out a notice to every single gang in the United States that if they catch you selling fentanyl on the street, they're going to cut your head off. And here in Birmingham, they cut 7 people's heads off last week and left them on the side of the road with fentanyl on top of them.
Oh, man. Hey, I got to follow up with you in the morning during the client interview. Well, I have a client's wife.
No, you go do your thing, bro. I enjoyed
it. Sorry, I hate to do that. I would love to talk all day. They just randomly
John,
just, like,
I enjoyed
hit me
the conversation,
with it.
Buddy. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, brother. If you need anything, give me a call. You got my number, okay?
I'm good to go, man. I'm going to call my brother right now and let him know that you texted him.
Okay. You have a good one.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.